Jesus is Lord. If we could only see the things that are happening. Don't look at what you can see in the natural. It's nothing. It's nothing in the natural. It's the super. What are you, natural people now? I guess we're just going to go back to the natural and do it the natural way. We've come this far, but now we should just go back.
Onward
and upward. Hallelujah. Supernatural. That's where your tools are. That's who you are. Don't care how old or young you are. Supernatural. That's what takes away the age or the youth, that takes that factor right out of it. You're supernatural. Well, how long are you going to live? Forever. So, I mean, well, that isn't even a question anymore. Now, we have a limited time down here, but God can renew our youth. He can make up time. He can redeem time. How you do that? I don't know. God does it, though. Redeem time. You go to, you know, the bottled redemption center. You want to get your money back for the bottles. Well, you want to get your time back. Some time I messed up. And that's the time I want back. Hallelujah. Jesus, did Moses redeem his time? He was 80 before he actually got it straight. Took a burning bush to shake him up. What are you waiting for? Burning bush? You don't need a burning bush. You just need the word of the Lord, and the Holy Ghost is here. Hallelujah. He's going to speak to you, and he's going to speak to me. I'm excited about it. My face is all numb right now. Glory be to God. I'm happy. Jesus is Lord. That's what this is all about. It's about the Holy Ghost. It's about Him. He's God in the earth today. This is where people are missing it. You get me off on this topic. Ivera, glory. You get me off on this topic. We're trying to, you know, put the blame somewhere else, and then people try to ignore the Holy Ghost. It's all about the Holy Ghost. He's God in the earth today. He's the one who does everything. And when we make room for Him, He comes in. What if we don't make room for Him, like many churches don't? Or do? How do you say that? Many churches don't make room for Him, right? They keep Him out. They don't like Him. They lock the door. Keep the Holy Ghost out. Goodness, all those things passed away. Does He go there? He's awful sensitive, you know. You know He watches. He's watching. He's watching you. He's watching to see what you're going to do. Are you going to treat Him right? Oh, yeah. We're going to learn how to treat Him right. And so that when He comes in, He can do whatever He wants to in your life. Just treat Him right. Give Him place. Give Him room. Let Him use your tongue. Let Him use your tongue all day long. To the point where you can't even talk regular anymore. Can't even answer the phone normally. I got a foreigner's ringing. Hallelujah. Give the Holy Ghost place. Where's the one place He needs? Where's the first place He came, Patrick? He came and He affected your what? Your mouth, your speech. So you could say the same thing as He's saying. How does God do everything? He does it with words. And so when the Holy Ghost comes in, He gets a hold of your tongue. But people don't want to let go of their tongue. They want to say, they want to keep control of their tongue. That's why they fight it so much, isn't it? They fight it because they don't want to give up control of that one little thing that they think makes them like God. And it's true, it does. But that's the last thing. Give it over. If you can learn how to say the same thing He's saying, you're going to have Him manifest in your life. You don't know what to say about your cousins and your relatives. You don't know what to say about your children because they're freaking you out. Well, just pray in tongues over them. We're talking about the work of prayer. We're going to learn how to get into this a little farther tonight. Hallelujah. Because we can grab on to things in the Spirit with our tongue. Grab on things with your tongue? Yeah. That's how God does everything. Like you got this really long tongue with hands on the end of it. There's a good image. Glory be to God forever. Jesus is Lord. There is no problem too great or too big. There's no difficulty. It's all small in the eyes of God. Mountains are like molehills. All you have to do is what? How you want to get rid of a mountain? What do you do? You speak to it. It's a mountain. He picked the biggest thing in their day. A mountain in that day was a big deal. You either walked around it or rode a donkey. It was a problem. Mountains were problems. Well, they aren't problems anymore to the believer. What are you going to do? How are you going to move that mountain? With your mouth. Glory be to God. We're talking about the work of prayer. We're on the fourth message. We're going to talk about legitimate births. Legitimate births. So guess what that means? The opposite of that would be, I was laughing to myself today. Illegitimate births. Illegitimate births in the body of Christ. Is that, what do you call those? Those are bastards. I just wanted to say that in church. That's what they are. They're illegitimate. They're not born into a family. They're born out of wedlock. So legitimate births are births that are born into something. What do you think we're going to talk about? They're born into the society. Okay, they're born into a place where they have people that love them and are going to raise them up to be proper citizens of the society, not out there on their own. The bastard children of God. And all they do is make trouble because they're not being brought up the right way. They're not brought up in the society and learn how to walk in love and all the things that we need to do. It's just part of what you are when you're in a family. You need to learn how to work with each other.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Right?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you're all on your own. How are you going to have to walk in love? You don't have anybody to have to walk in love with except yourself. Just get a bunch of mirrors, I guess. I love me. Oh, I love me with the love of the Lord. It doesn't even work. It doesn't sound right. Hallelujah. We are going to learn how to get people legitimately born again. And this has been a problem with me for years. A problem with you? Yeah, something I've just had stuck under my skin for years. People with this light salvation message. Salvation light. Right? Amen. Just, ask Jesus to save you. Just get saved. What about making Jesus? You're not even saved if you don't make Jesus your Lord. Making Jesus Lord is different than just getting saved. Oh, forgive me of my sins so I can sin some more because they're getting heavy. No, you're going to make him Lord. And that's, guess what you get to do? Whatever he tells you to do from that moment on, he's your Lord. Wasn't it in the Old Testament where they pierce your ear or something? They put it up there and you get the golden thing. And you belong to somebody else. You no longer belong to you. That's legitimate. Jesus said you must be born again, not just saved from your sins. And I understand, we get forgiven of our sins when we're born again, but we need to have legitimate births into something. Right? And when you're born into something, then that you're going to grow up into something. I thank God I was born into the word of faith, in reality. I was. I came down, I turned on the television after I'd gotten saved by confessing the Lord Jesus Christ and asking him to save me like everybody else does. But then I got in with the right people. And then they were founded on the word and the spirit of God. And these things just started going into me early on. I had a real deep hunger for the word. I'd sneak down in the morning with my little tape deck. You know what those are, right? Tape decks. And I'd turn the TV on because my dad was right in the other room. I was 16, 17 years old in the house still. I'd sneak down because Kenneth Copeland, he was only on at like 6 in the morning, and I didn't want to wake my dad up because he was sleeping in. And he's just in the next room and the guy has ears like a radar. And I'd learned the steps because my room was upstairs and I figured out the steps, how to get down the steps without the creak. And you missed the third one and you go to the left, and then you go to the right. You know what I'm talking about. And you get down there and the door at the bottom was notoriously squeaking. But if I could lift up on it and pull it just the right speed, not too slow, I had to move it quickly to get it open. Whoop! You go too slow and it's... it's just painful. But if you got the right speed and the right finesse on it, it would go. And then I get down there. Oh, and the click of that tape recorder. Goodness. And the TV coming on. There was the bulbs before. It would go poof. It was like, oh, shh, 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 shh. Everything. I'm trying to get it quiet, And then I would get it just so the volume was right on. Kenneth Copeland sounded something like this. And you could barely hear it. And then I put up the microphone right up next to the speaker. I had it like on pillows. And then I'd turn it on and I'd watch Kenneth Copeland for an hour without being able to hear him. Because I was taping it. And I knew that if I taped it, I could plagiarize that bugger. And I could listen to it from then on. And I had a suitcase full. When I moved to go down to Florida, I had a suitcase full. I probably had one pair of underwear and a pair of pants, but I had a suitcase full of Hagin and Copeland. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. So my wife came along and threw my suitcase out. No.
I said, where's the underwear?
All right, be quiet over there. Anyway, the point is I was born into something, right? And that's where I got my food from. What if a child is born out of a family? They don't do well. They get twisted and they start thinking weird and they try to figure out how to live off the system. And everything they do is weird and wrong. And they're grown up strange, illegitimate. So we're going to believe God to do it the right way. To get people in the right way. I'm going to tell you what the right way is, and it's not an easy way. Birthing things isn't easy, is it, ladies? You wished it was more easy. Like the checkout line at Walmart or something. I'll have two babies. Beep, beep, there you go. Yeah, that was quick and easy. No. It's a laborious process. And you carry that thing for months, don't you? And the thing is literally feeding off your soul and off your body, and all the things you eat go into it. And you birth this thing eventually, and then it comes out into the world, and then it's all over, right? No. Then you got this squealing, crying baby. I remember looking at Olivia one night. Because she stayed in her room because, you know, I could wake up like that and Sharon's out till morning. So the baby would start crying, want to be fed or something. And I looked over and I thought, how long is this person going to be here? Because it had been like 2 weeks or something, you know. And I'm thinking, when are you going to get a job and like move out or something? You know, it's funny. I didn't really mean that. But what I was thinking was, this is it. It's not going away. It's here to stay. Glory to God. But that's what happens with a real birth. Not an illegitimate birth or something that pseudo seemed to maybe sort of get saved and lasted a week and a half and went back to where they came from. There wasn't a legitimate born again experience into something. A family that loved them. And took care of them. And believed God for them. Yeah. Cleaned them up when they spit up all over everybody. We do that. Yeah. We'll be wearing our little, you know, loveys. Or whatever that's what we used to call them. They were really just the cloth diapers. We thought we were going to use cloth diapers. Yeah, that lasted like a day. But they ended up, we'd wear them so that if, you know, the baby spit up on you, it'd spit up on the cloth diaper. Brother, I did not mean to go into all of that. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Galatians 4:19. Rarely spits up on you anymore. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Births into the society. Legitimate births. Real people being, and is this something? God says that you can ask him for the heathen and he'll give them to you for your inheritance. How many do you want? There's plenty of them out there. How many do you want? He wants them all. There you go. Glory be to God. That's what God wants to hear. He wants them all. We'll show you that a little bit. Glory be to God. Galatians 4:19. You there, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this precious word. I thank you for the glory that is on and around and abiding in your word. We receive it into our eyes, into our ears, and into our spirits. We believe your word. We believe you, Holy Ghost. We love you. We believe in all your gifts. We believe in all your anointings. We believe in you. You are great and glorious in the earth today, and you may have your way. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. My little children. Huh. Paul's little children. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Again. What does that mean? You did something once. Now you're going to do it again. You went on the roller coaster once. Now you want to go on it again. You can't say, well, I'm going to go on it again. Well, how was it the first time? I don't know. You're going on it again. Do you understand? He said, my little children. He's laying claim to them. These are legitimate births into the kingdom of God that Paul had something to do with. Right? And he said, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again. So if he's saying he's travailing in birth again, what does it mean? He did it before. He travailed in birth to get these, his children, into the earth. Now, if we think by some stretch of the imagination we're going to do this by programs or by whatever, or by our great programs for the mothers in the nursery, and by all of this other stuff that we're going to do, and by our wonderful music, and by our good looks, and the pastor who dresses so well, and all of these things, and the greeters at the door, and the red carpet, and our cookie baskets. If we're going to do it this way, illegitimate. These are illegitimate bastard children coming into the kingdom of God. Don't hit me. I'm standing real close to you. But if we're going to do it God's way, which is the Bible way, what did Paul say? I travailed. I travailed to bring these children in. How did he travail? In birth, in spirit, spiritual things. He was travailing to bring these forth. If we're going to have real births, legitimate things coming in, we're going to get it the way God got it, right? We're going to get it God's way. And that's what I'm stuck on in this church. I want it God's way. I want his glory. I want the legitimate thing and not the fake and the false, because that stuff is just a waste of time. It's smoke and mirrors. It's people happy because it's just so nice. Well, it's not nice here. You got to work. Not nice in this family. But we love you. And when you grow up, you're going to be straight. You're going to have power in your hands. You're going to walk in the glory of God. But there's a price to pay. There's a price to pay from day one. Olivia was mowing the lawn at age two. No, I was just kidding. Hallelujah. But she prays in tongues about 3 hours a day now. She'll come up to me and she goes, well, how long you prayed in tongues? Now, would you stop asking me that question? Because she's usually ahead of me by that time. Hallelujah. Where's the work being done, though? I guess that's my point. That's the spiritual work. God, where do you give birth from? Out of the innermost part of your being. It's part of you. If we want to give birth to these new creatures in Christ Jesus, it has to come from us. It comes from the inside of us. It comes, takes the nutrients out of us and forms it on the inside. And then you travail over it until it comes forth. Right? We become pregnant with the nations. We become pregnant with God. The Word. How did Jesus come into the earth? The Word was made flesh. Mary believed the Word, and that which came upon her was a holy thing, and she gave birth to a new creature. The first new creature, the Lord Jesus Christ. What, are we going to get it some other way? No, it's going to be the same way. We're going to receive the Word down into our spirits, and we're going to believe it, and we're going to give birth. Hallelujah. Not physically, thank God. Spiritually. Yeah. We're like breeder reactors. We're going to give birth to hundreds of kids. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Legitimate spiritual births. And where do they take place first? They take place in the spirit. But you're going to carry it for a while. And sometimes that's no fun, especially when it gets down to time, right? You get to about 8.5 months. You're like, I want this thing out of me. And you get cranky. But then when you give birth, you've got something. And then it's not over then. Right? This is work. This is work. This is the work of the Spirit. You're going to get pregnant in the Holy Ghost and you're going to give birth to hundreds, maybe thousands of people. That's you. How many people can you give birth to? Like maybe one, brother. Well, you got a bigger capacity in the Spirit. You understand? Let me go on here before I get... I mean, I'm probably way ahead of myself. Let me see here. Galatians 4:19, my little children. He laid claim to them, didn't he? My little children whom I travail in birth. Again, go to Isaiah 66:18. Now, don't run ahead of me. Some of you knew I was going there. Hallelujah. Isaiah 66:18. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues. Did I write the right one now? I don't know. Hallelujah. No, I didn't. Verse 8, sorry. Who hath heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Who's Zion? The church. When is she going to bring forth her children? When she gets her cookie baskets in order. When she's got the laser light show and the Christian rock concert to draw the people in. And they sell their t-shirts to pay for them. When are they going to bring forth children? The church. When are they going to bring forth children? When they travail. As soon as she travailed. And travail's no fun. He could have said as soon as he ate the cookie basket. No. As soon as she travailed, she brought forth her children. Glory be to God. Can it be brought forth in a day? Think about the book of Acts. 4,000 member church in a day. 5,000 member church in a day. When did that happen? When they travailed, they brought forth. Somebody was praying. Hallelujah. That's where the work is done. And if you've been in Christianity long enough at all to know, that's where the work is done. You want to see radical changes in your family, in your finances, in whatever it is? It's right there, on your knees, giving birth to a spiritual thing that comes into the natural. And it's not always fun, and you don't always see it, do you? Like, man, I've been praying. What happened to that? Why does it look like it's going south? I don't know. Keep bringing forth. Keep bringing forth. We bring forth with our tongue. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. John 3:3-7 says, you must be born again. Jesus said that. You must be born again. If you're not born again, you can't see the kingdom of heaven. Now, we've been talking about the kingdom of heaven. We've been explaining the kingdom of heaven to people. Hey, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom's come. His will being done on earth, that's the kingdom. They can't even see it. They can't know it until they're born again. They must be born again. And then when they're born again, then they can see it. And we welcome them in and we show them. So what's the first thing that has to happen to people? They must be born again. Hallelujah. Last week we talked about people being, once they're born again, developing them into proper society members. People that function correctly in the body of Christ. But how can they function correct? We've got a lot of churches where people are trying to act like Christians because we're in a Christian nation. Trying to act like it, but they're not legitimately in. They're illegitimate. Does that make sense? So they're trying to act in a way that's unnatural for them. That's why it's difficult. But when people are legitimately born again, the nature on the inside of them just wants to do what God wants to do. Everything else is secondary. Hallelujah. They get destroyed in his presence continually. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4. Jesus is Lord. Verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So what's happening to them that are lost? They're blinded. If our gospel is hid, if it's hid, there's a reason it's hidden. It's because they're blinded by the God of this world, Satan. He's blinding them from seeing the light. He's keeping it out, blinding them, keeping it out. Lest the light shine into them, and then they what? Then they believe. You know that there is no sane person on the face of this earth, if they knew the difference between heaven and hell, they would not go to hell. They wouldn't. They would choose life. The problem is they don't see it, and they don't hear it, and they don't know it because they're blinded. But it's the light of the glorious gospel that creeps into them that they see, and then it dawns on them. They go, hey, I'm not going there. I'm going here. They make a conscious decision. Who would do that? You got a pit of snakes and a pit of jello. Which one would you rather be in? The jello. Right? People are insane because they don't know the gospel. Their eyes have been blinded. They have blinders on. So what is our job? What's one of the things then? If we have to have legitimate births, then the way to get legitimate births is to get these people from not being blinded anymore. So there must be a way. Now, do we have authority over the powers of the devil? Absolutely. So somehow we've got the ability to pull down these strongholds. So let's go over. Glory be to God forever. Do we want legitimate births? Yes. This is the way we're going to get them. This is the way. Everybody say, this is the way we're going to get them. We're not going to get them some other way. 2 Corinthians 10. And frankly, I don't care about getting them any other way. This is the way, because this is the real way. Anything else is just a bunch of extra work. I want legitimate, really born again people that are born into the society from legitimate society people. Because then we're going to have something real and not fake. There's plenty of fake stuff out there. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Our weapons are not carnal. Our weapons are not programs. Our weapons are not nice, luxurious buildings that make people comfortable. Although there's nothing wrong with that. Our weapons are spiritual, and they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And some of those strongholds for the unbeliever is the blinders. And when the glory is made manifest, because we're praying the price and we're walking in the glory, They will see the light shine into them. And they'll say, hey, heaven's real, hell's real. I'm not going to hell, I'm going to heaven. And they'll be born again legitimately into something that's legitimate. And then they'll be raised up and then they'll begin to give birth. Legitimately. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Pulling down strongholds. Who was the one blinding the eyes? Satan was blinding the eyes of the unbeliever lest they could see the light of the glorious gospel. Well, when we have the glorious gospel and we pay the price to pull those blinders off, then people will just, I'm convinced, people will get saved. Why? Because they won't make a stupid decision. Right? People that think, well, you know, we evolved from apes. Why do they think that? Because the devil has blinded them into thinking something stupid. Besides the fact that her Aunt Helga looks like one. But we'll ignore that. But they've been blinded by whatever it is, whatever the devil can use. He'll use anything he can to blind people. But all those things, this is good news. Because we have the weapons of God that are mighty, stronger than those, to pull them down. You'll be walking around pulling people's blinders off, pulling people's blinders off, pulling people's blinders off, and the glory does that. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Legitimate births. First Timothy. You getting anything out of this? Yes. Hallelujah. First Timothy chapter 2. Brother, I thought this was prayer school. It is. Hang on. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions. What does intercessions mean? It means prayers, but it's the taking the place of another. To step into the shoes of another. To take upon what they might have on them then. That would be you taking the blinder off. They don't even know they have it on. But if you intercede to the point of being able to take that blinder off, it's part of what I pray for you guys, so that you can walk in the fullness of all that God's called you to. Some of us haven't even seen it because we've been blinded. Oh, I could never. I couldn't possibly. It's a blinder. You take those off and all of a sudden you start to see who you really are in Christ Jesus. There's nothing impossible to you. Nothing. And you'll do it. Keep those blinders off. Hallelujah. Don't let your family slow you down either. Take that. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 2, 1. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for just your brothers and sisters. For all men. Why? Because we're tagging them. If they exist, we want them. If they're unsaved, that's perfect, because that's the qualification that they need to have to get saved. They need to be sinners, or they can't get saved. Well, that qualifies them all. Then we can have them all. But how are we going to get them legitimately into the kingdom of God? Cookie baskets? Intercessions. Prayers. Supplications. Pulling down the strongholds that may be blinding them from seeing the light of the glorious gospel and its work. Just like birth is work. Can we have a C-section, brother? No. We're getting them a legitimate way. Legitimate births. Groanings and travailing. Hallelujah. You know what's good, though? I don't know if this is going to fly. But you have 9 or 10 kids. The 11th one, you didn't even know you had it. You're out in the field doing something else, and there's another one. Where'd you come from? And immediately they're picking up potatoes behind you. See, I don't know, you could have slapped me on that one, I guess. But you've been down that road before, you know what it is, okay? And there's things in the spirit. I've been here before. All right? There's places in the Spirit where you can go and you can grab onto things and then it comes to pass. What happens when you learn how to believe God for healing? You know how to get it the next time. You know how to get it. When you believe God for finances, you know how to get it the next time. It's just the same thing. It just might be a little stronger pull. Right? But you know how to hold on to that. What if you know how to give birth? You did it once. Couldn't you do that again? You could. Right? Some of you are like, man, I don't want to. Well, no, you know, I'm not talking in the natural. It's the same thing. It's the same thing when you've learned how to do it. We can do it again and again and again and again. And in the natural, I mean, in the supernatural, your body doesn't just get old and worn out. In the spirit, you're renewed. Your youth is renewed and we're supernatural. And we can give birth to like quintuplets.
Hallelujah.
Every other day, if we want. Legitimate births. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Carried to full term, too. Carried to full term. What is a nice, healthy-looking baby? There's one that's been carried to full term. They come out screaming and yelling. Feed me, they're saying. I'm hungry. But you get one that's born prematurely. And it's sickly and it's barely alive. Unfortunately, a lot of those don't make it. Even in the church world, spiritually, you understand. Because they weren't born legitimately and people didn't carry them to full term. So when you get that thing on the inside of you, don't let it go until it's ready to go. Don't let it go. Labor over that thing. Hold on to it. Feed it. Be nutrient on the vision and dream on the inside of it. Feed into it. Build that thing and God will bring it forth in due time and it'll come. You won't be able to hold it back when the time has come. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Prayers, first of all, for all men. Everybody say, for all men.
Amen.
I guess the women, huh? It's not there. No, I'm just kidding you. Ha, ha, ha. That's right, the women are praying. That's mankind, for all mankind. Right? Glory be to God. So if you are a person, man or woman, then there needs to be somebody in the church praying for you. Somebody prayed for you. If you're here and you're born again, you're legitimately born again into the body of Christ, somebody prayed for you. And they're going to be rewarded. Hallelujah. We will not lose our reward for the labor that we put in. Paul was doing it to those kids, his children. He said, my children, whom I'm laboring again, till Christ is formed in you. So that's when you don't let them go. You pray somebody into the kingdom, keep praying for them. Hallelujah. God's not done with them, even though they're puking up on everybody. They haven't learned to control their reflexes. You give them a little milk or something, they just can't keep it down. Oh, I can't stand doing that. What do you mean I got to read my Bible every day? What? But here we're telling them straight up, you're going to pray in tongues an hour a day. I don't know how many of you puked that up before. But most of you are doing it now. Most of you are doing it now. At a minimum. Christian regurgitation. Glory be to God. Verse 2, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Verse 4, who will have all men to be saved. If you have somebody who questions whether they should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, take them to this verse. Take them right here. This says God, it's God's will for all men to be saved. Yeah, but what about? No, all men. All. All means all. What about Hitler? Would have been his will for him to get saved. Right? And come unto the knowledge of the truth. So it doesn't just stop there. It never stops there. If it did, we should just die and go to heaven once we get saved. And I don't know how many takers we get either. Just be like, you know what's going to happen to you as soon as you get saved? I don't know. Most people just explode on the spot or burn up. They self-incinerate. No. Then they're born into something. What is it? The kingdom of God. And then you start to learn how to walk and behave correctly and stop spitting up on people. In the kingdom of God, glory be to God, legitimate births. Go with me to Matthew 13. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. I'm feeding your faith here. Because I believe that God has a potential. They say, you know, I don't know all my figures here. Women, don't they have a lot of eggs on the inside of them? Do they?
Just one, brother. One very large egg.
No. Thousands, right? Thousands. 10,000. How many are on the inside of you spiritually? How many births can you give birth to spiritually? Got to be more than 10,000 in the spirit. How many do you want? Ask of me and I'll give you the heathen for your inheritance. How many do you want? When you get up to heaven, you go, well, I had the one. It's a very large egg. Me a long time. Crack open. No. You want to get up there and you got to have all these peepers coming up to you. Beep, 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 beep. You can trace my salvation back to you because you were praying for me. You have a whole posse meeting you at the door. Come on in, Patrick. Thank you. How many do you want? You've heard me say this before. God is not holding back on you. We're the ones holding back on him. And if we'll learn how to travail and we'll learn how to give birth in the spirit, we can have whatever. Whatever, the sky's the limit. All of your neighbors, the whole town, I'm believing for it. Glory God running on the street, people just getting saved out there. They don't even know why. Don't come knocking on your door. I just got saved. Could you tell me what's going on? I was like that for a year, believe it or not. I got saved and I didn't know what happened to me. I called on the name of the Lord. Somebody left a track. Somebody left a track on the house of my band member. And I was tripping on drugs or something. Thought I was going to die. And I read this thing. I called on the name of the Lord. And whoosh, effect of the drugs was completely gone. And I was like, I got to go now. And I went home. And something happened. Something happened on the inside of me. I was born again. By the power of a tract hanging on the door. It was the word of God. And I called on the name of the Lord. And I was saved. I was born again. And for about a year, I didn't know what was going on. I would go and I'd say, what the Bible? I'd open up the Bible. I don't know why I got to go to the Bible, but I got to go to the Bible. And I go and I open the Bible and right there's Job looking at me in the face. Job. And he couldn't tell me anything. He didn't know what was going on. Finally, I bumped into a friend who also played music and stuff. And he was a fundamentalist Baptist. At least he was a Christian. He could tell me. He said, hey, this is what happened. You got saved. You got Jesus as Lord. And I started, he went into the ministry and I kind of went to his church. And then one day somebody came into this meeting they were having. And this guy, something was different about him. He had a smile on his face, unlike these other people I was hanging around. I said, what's up with you? And I got to know him, and he just talked about the word. Just talk about the word, the word, the word, the word, the word. He was the word. He was a word freak. He was a word of faith guy filled with the Holy Ghost. And I think before even that, it was when I turned on the TV one morning. Back then, you could watch Catherine Kuhlman every once in a while be on TV. So I turned on, and there's Kenneth Copeland talking to me. I said, something about that guy. He's real. I like him. And then his wife, Gloria, came on, and I got filled with the Holy Ghost after watching her show. She said, you don't need anybody to lay hands on you. You go up into your room, and you take the scripture, and you ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost, and then you open your mouth and start speaking. And I did that. I've been speaking ever since. Glory be to God forever. But somebody was praying. Somebody was praying for me, whether it's your grandmother or somebody else, but somebody's going to get the reward for that. Because they birthed me into the kingdom. Somebody birthed you into the kingdom. How many do you want? He wants them all. You're going to give a lot of birth, brother. Woo! Jesus is Lord. Welcome to the maternity ward. Hallelujah. Did I tell you where to go? Matthew 13. Thank you. Now you're telling me where to go. That's the way it is here. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. For this people's heart is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time. Everybody say, at any time. So this has got to be on Sunday morning. No, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted and I should heal them. If they'll see and hear and understand. So what are you going to be praying for these people that you're going to give legitimate birth to? That they will see, hear, and understand. Then they'll be converted. And we have scripture for it right there. If they will see, hear, and understand, they will be converted. Because nobody, if they really know, would ever want to go to hell. And nobody in their right mind would ever want to keep sickness on them. God's teaching me a lesson. Well, no, that means they got blinders on their eyes. They're not seeing the truth of the gospel. That's not God doing anything to you. That's the devil trying to trick you, keep you down, and oppress you. Blinders off. So they can see, hear, and understand Matthew 5. So we're praying for people that the blinders would come off them. They would see, they would hear, they would understand with their heart and be converted. Then they come into the kingdom. Hallelujah. And they might not know what happened to them. But then here we come. We start to show them. And we'll believe God for them to come in and get established in the right way. In the right place. Every single one of them. You going to leave one of your kids outside in the road for the wolves to lick them up and eat them? I don't think so. Matthew 5:45. Hallelujah. That you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he makes his son... He makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just and the unjust. We're believing God that their blinders would be taken off. And God is doing what? He's going to make his sun. His sun, what does the sun do? It shines light, doesn't it? He's going to make the light shine on the just and the unjust. Shining all the time. Whether you got blinders on or not, you go out in the middle of the day, you can wear blinders, right? And not even see the sun. People do it all day long. Remember being down in Washington, D.C.? You could go into the Capitol and you never had to leave. There's hotels down there, restaurants underneath the Capitol. You would never have to leave. Be a ground dweller or a cave dweller like the church. Never go out in the sun again and turn pale white. Walk around and go, welcome to my dungeon. No, but we're in the light. We walk in the light as he is in the light. Right? We like the light. And the blinders are coming off of people, and God is shining his light where? Just on the righteous, right?
No.
Just on the just? Absolutely not. He's going to shine on the unjust and the unlovely and the ugly. He's going to shine on them that they need to have the blinders off so they can see. Because I don't care how much you might feel the light, the heat of the light, but until those blinders are off, you won't be able to see it. And then what does he say? I'm going to send rain on the just and on the unjust. He's going to send sun and rain. What's that going to do? Going to make people grow. They're going to see, they're going to be converted, they're going to be born again, and that rain's going to make them grow. And when we sow the word, it'll go down in, and do seeds need light? Seeds need light. Seeds need rain. These are the people that we're sowing them into, and they are the soil. Hallelujah. God never veers from his word. One more, Joel 2, verse 23. Glory be to God forever. I'm excited about it. And this is an eternal thing, too. It's eternal. You get people in the kingdom of God, you get them in the legitimate, correct way by praying them into the kingdom of God, travailing and giving birth to them into the society of light. That's what we're born into. We're born into the society of light. And then they grow up. It's an eternal thing. You're going to have all these people with you. Hallelujah. Be wonderful. Why do you think you need a mansion? In heaven, just for you? For all the people you're going to bring in there. Glory be to God. Need one. Brother, why do you need a house with so many rooms? You know all the people that are with me? I don't want them sleeping in my room. They snore. Okay, Joel chapter 2, verse 23. You ready for this? Yeah. Be glad then, ye children of Zion. Children of what?
Zion.
When Zion travailed, she what? She brought forth her children. When Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. No cookie basket in that scripture anywhere. When she travailed, it was a spiritual something that happened. Glory be to God forever. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain moderately. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first months. And the floors shall be full of wheat. And the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the canker worm. Who is this talking about now? It's talking about the devil, where he's come in and he's destroyed things. He's cankerwormed stuff. He's eating it up. God's going to give you more. He's going to restore that which the devil has taken away. The floor shall be full of wheat. Vats shall overflow with wine and oil, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the canker worm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be put to shame. Yeah, hallelujah. 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 Be glad, children of Zion. Yeah. Hallelujah. People that are born, who's going to be glad? The ones that are legitimately born into Zion. These are things that they'll be able to walk in. I lied to you. One more. Job 9. See, Job. Look at that. We go full circle. Job 9. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Verse 33. Has this made you hungry at all?
Yes.
Hungry at all. God's not holding back for you. From you, he's saying, hey, you can have what you want. Ask of me and I'll give you the heathen for your inheritance. How many do you want?
All I can get.
That's right. You just ask him. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be, you can just be a prayer. This is where it happens. You can ask any preacher worth his salt what got them to that place, and they'll probably point to some old grandma on her knees somewhere. Praying. People praying. That's where the power's at. That's why tonight, prayer school. This is where it actually happens. This is where the birthing takes place. This is where these things come forth. For all of our lives, for everything we have, it comes forth here first. Job chapter 9 and verse 33. Neither is there any days man betwixt us that might lay his hand upon us both. What does that mean? Neither is there any days man. Days man means intercessor. Means one that takes the place of another. And then he says right there, it says, neither is there any days man between us that might lay his hand upon us both. Here is Job talking about God. How am I going to get to God? God's up there. I'm down here. I need somebody in between, an intercessor. Somebody who will intercede between me and God and bring us together. Who do you think that is? It's Jesus, but you are the body of Christ, and he ever lives to make intercession for you. The authority of intercession is on the earth. You are the body of Christ. It will be you if it ever gets done. So you're going to be the one in between the sinner on the street and the living God. You're the one who prays and intercedes and brings those people in. You're the one reaching out one hand to God, reaching out the other hand to the sinner and grabbing those blindfolders off. How do we do it? In the spirit, in prayer. What are we going to pray? That their eyes see, that their ears hear, and that they understand with their heart, so that the light of the glorious gospel would shine into them and they can be converted and healed. Legitimate births. This is the only way it goes. There is no other way. This is the way that people come in. It's the way you came in. Somebody prayed for you. Somebody reached out to God and said, I'm claiming them in the name of Jesus. Claim your inheritance. The heathen. You were a heathen once. So was I. I was pretty good at it. But somebody claimed me and messed my whole life up. And now I'm in the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. That old man died. And now I live in Christ Jesus. Nevertheless, I live not me, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's the light of the glorious gospel that shined into me and just totally changed me. That's what's going to shine into those other people. Because we're going to believe God that those blinders come off and everywhere we go. Blinders just come off and the glory comes into them. And they see and they hear and they understand. And they come into the kingdom, a legitimate birth. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we claim our inheritance. We know now what to do. We know how to have these things come in. We claim the heathen of this area. We claim the heathen around us. We command in the name of Jesus the blinders to fall off. We command the blinders to fall off. We command the earplugs to fall out. Satan, take your fingers out of people's ears so they can hear the truth. Satan, take your blinders off people so they can see the truth. And understanding go down into people in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for those people, Father. Let them come in. Let them see. Let them hear. Let them understand. And come into the glorious light of the gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. We believe for it. We receive it well beyond what we can even ask or think right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Frebo de Beleski Krando. Lembo Hona Zugumar Kwaza. Hallelujah. Lebo Hoto Barbena Bonzide. Sigro Hoto Mok.
When shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord? Then shall we grow as we sow and reap from Him.
This message has been brought to you free of charge by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.holyghostsociety.org.